Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm here with Ken Rampola, who is the co-owner and CEO, and Kenny Rampola, who is the co-owner and VP of Sales and Marketing for Lost Tavern Brewing, which has three locations, at 782 Main Street in Hellertown, at 444 Main Street in Bethlehem, and their newest location at the St. Luke's Sportsplex on Cracker Sport Road in South Whitehall. Ken and Kenny, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you.
It's great to have you guys here.
Great to be here.
So to start us off, why don't you each tell us a little bit more about your role at Lost Tavern Brewing?
Kenny, why don't you start?
All right. Sales and marketing, that kind of covers a lot at a small company. You know, on a day-to-day, I'm doing a lot of social media type stuff, but more recently, my primary role is heading our sales team, which has grown quite a bit over the last 5 years. We've really dipped our toes in the distribution. So myself and a couple other members on our team handling all of our salt distribution.
And Ken?
My main goal is to keep this company growing and offer advice that you get from a lot of years of experience and a lot of companies that we have formed previously.
So sure, our listeners picked up Ken and Kenny. It's a father-son combo we're working with here.
Yes.
Yeah, today around the table, we do have a third partner, Tony Ganji, who heads up our production, our original head brewer, and is actually wanted to be here today, but is handling some offsite projects with a new build out for a good friend of ours. So,
okay, so Lost Tavern was originally founded in Hellertown in July of 2016. So at the time of this recording, you're almost at your 10-year anniversary.
Correct.
Then you expanded to Bethlehem in May of 2019, and now a third location in South Whitehall Township in August of 2025. So can you talk a little bit about where the original idea of the brewery came from?
That would be a good thing for Tony to be here with us talking. Tony was our original head brewer, starting in his garage in Hellertown. Ken owns the building, and I was previously working for him in a steel company within that building. Tony went to school with my sister and was interested in taking his passionate hobby at the time to the next level. We got to talking and quickly showed interest, and although we started as silent partners around the table, by the time the company was formed, we were much more involved and had continued through the kickoff of the company, and we're happy to be as involved as we are.
Yeah, now it's a 10-year later journey, right, and celebrating your anniversary coming up. The Lost Tavern slogan is, and I love this slogan, honor the past, craft the future. Can you explain where that philosophy came from and how you put it into action?
When we were sitting around those early conversations and where the brand really came from, originally in Hellertown, one of the first buildings commissioned was a taproom and meeting place where they believed that there was beer brewed, but that location was lost, hence the name Lost Tavern. But coming into the market in 2016, craft beer was a whole different animal than it is today. There was a lot of new styles coming to the market. We did not want to ignore those, but we also wanted to honor the tradition of where beer came from. So our opening tap list looked a lot different than it does today, but we were able to flex and not ignore trends coming up, try to be part of the up and coming on those while still keeping classic styles in the tank. So it's part of everything we do, really, from the vibe in our tap room to the beers that we brew.
Yeah, going back 10 years, thinking about it, it's a really long time from the craft brew industry. Think about the trends and the types of beer you were making then, right? Very different than probably what you're seeing today and forecasting out into the future.
I'd say yes and no, only because we've already seen an ebb and flow, or, you know, kind of a wave here of the hazy IPA and sour market had exploded, and it continues to be our top selling categories. But it's really been refreshing to see your low ABV lagers, pilsners come back, and is an impetus of why we just ordered a second horizontal lagering tank. That style of beer has really continued to show growth, not only at Lost Tavern, obviously across the country, and into the low ABV and beer alternatives, which we obviously could not ignore and wanted to be part of.
Right. Yes, which is a good kind of segue into when you think about Lost Tavern beer, what do most people think about in terms of styles? Is there a couple styles that people readily think of?
I think we certainly have become known for our sours within Lehigh Valley and beyond. I think we've done a nice job of really fine-tuning our IPAs and that hazy market. But at the same time, as we've grown and now opened a larger scale production facility, it's given us the ability, and with the new technology we have, to really hone in our craft while continuing to try to improve on those lagers and beers that you're going to taste every aspect of the brewing process and making sure you're doing it correctly.
So I guess for listeners not familiar with the difference between ales and lagers, a lager is different from an ale how?
It's going to be a top versus bottom fermenting yeast. Lagers are going to take quite a bit longer. That said, is with the style profile of a lager, you're not hiding any off flavors, right? We like to think that we're brewing sours and IPAs in a really great way too, where there aren't any of those things that you're throwing off because of all the hops and whatnot you're putting into it. But at the end of the day, it's really nice to have a refreshing lager and taste beer.
So I think with three different locations, right, you have Hellertown, Bethlehem, and South Whitehall, is the selection of offerings people would see different at those? Or do you have a couple flagships that are consistent among those locations?
Bethlehem and Hellertown's tap list more times than not are very, very similar. There might be 3 to 5 brands that might be on a little bit longer, or we might release one because of tap space and one a week or two early. But generally speaking, between Hellertown and Bethlehem, those two, as far as a draft option, is going to be pretty similar. Bethlehem has wine on tap. They both have cocktails now as well. Allentown, we just opened last August and now has cocktails as well. We have a smaller tap list over there, but we also have more fridge space where we offer single cans where people can take out to the pickleball courts outside or different events around the building. So it's kind of how we target it, a little bit slight change from taproom to taproom.
So if we start with the original Hellertown location, could you describe how that's laid out, the vibe there that people could expect?
I think what was important for us was to have a place where people could gather. I always try to differentiate ourselves from a bar. We're a meeting place where people can come in and have a business meeting, bring their family, bring their kids and their dogs outside. And we really wanted to create a space that basically welcomed you and get to meet people that are enjoying a product right next to you. So, you know, it's not uncommon to see 3 or 4 or 5 people speaking with each other at our bar, and they didn't come together. They're just speaking there because they enjoy beer.
Back to that original historic idea of a tavern.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was like our unofficial slogan, the honor the past, craft the future. But a very close second when we were going back and forth was come as strangers, leave as friends. And there was even talk early on, but it was just kind of the way the building's laid out. We were really thinking like, you know, the German-style beer garden, long tables, where it kind of forced you to sit and talk to people who, whether they knew a lot about beer or didn't, you know, different walks of life coming together is something that we really wanted to focus on bringing to our hometown of Hellertown, then to Bethlehem, and hopefully now Allentown.
Yeah, I've been to the Hellertown space a number of times. I think the importance on dog friendly and the outside space is important for people to understand.
Yeah, it was nice that that front area we had from jump that, you know, we built out for the purpose of the tap room. COVID kind of forced our hands into the side, quote unquote, beer garden, which was a converted parking lot, but we've tried to really dress it up and got taps outside. So that gives us expanded space and able to do private events, whether it be inside or outside seasonally, and kind of flex that option in Hellertown as well.
So what can listeners expect in terms of food options at the Hellertown location?
So Hellertown, we had a space that we were originally looking at for a kitchen. And at the moment we're like, well, you might come and drink the same style of beer or the same producer's beer, but you don't going to go to the same restaurant every time, generally every night, right? So especially at that time, food trucks are really on the come up in Lehigh Valley, so we wanted to lean into that. In Bethlehem, there's a full-scale kitchen, which currently we're just offering pizza and soft pretzels out of, but we're looking for a partner to go in there full-time. That's like a little change between the tap rooms that we also wanted to try to offer.
And then the South Whitehall location, is there food at that?
There is a kitchen being built out. It's supposed to be operational in the next couple of months. The plan is to service the large room that we're in as well from the bar.
So let's talk a little bit more about that location. So it's the St. Luke Sportsplex, which is an interesting, unique opportunity, right, with a tavern as part of a athletic venue. How did that come about? That's really a unique partnership with an athletic venue.
Yeah, and really the deeper connection there is St. Luke's, who have been great partners to us. They came to us, one of our managers at the time who worked at St. Luke's marketing department said, hey, would you ever want to brew a beer for St. Luke's for their 150th anniversary? Didn't make a lot of sense at the moment for me, but I was like, yeah, you know, they're a great healthcare network in the area and they serve our community and that's what we're all about. So we got to talking, we got to become good friends with a lot of members of St. Luke's. We brewed 1872, and that beer did extremely well, and we continue to brew that. So we worked with them on a number of occasions, and then we had a call and said, hey, we're opening up the Sportsplex over at the old West End Racquetball Club, and they have some interest in having your beer here. Would you come out for a meeting? So I had my typical t-shirt and shorts on for my distro sales meeting, thinking I was going to meet somebody buying beer, and I show up to a room full of executives who were talking about opening a third location. So quickly called Ken and Tony after that, and we had a handful of meetings, and it was quite a long build-out just because of the intricate or interesting layout of the space. There's so much going on in that building. It's really awesome. We continued the conversation there, and we just brewed another beer for them for honoring their number one in quality.
You can always say it's what the doctor ordered.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so for folks that aren't familiar with that facility, it used to be West End Racquetball Club. It really is an interesting space to check out, especially if you're a pickleball fan.
We got golf simulators in our room. There's a lot to offer there, and it's a wide open space. Definitely a different vibe than other two tap rooms, but in a cool way.
One thing I want to make sure we touch on before we wrap up is when I hear Lost Tavern, I always hear about the commitment of the tavern to giving back, right, to the communities and the people that have helped them in their success. So can you talk about some of the charity work that you do in your communities?
One that, in the interest of time, that I'm extremely proud of and that we do every year since the first year we started it 4 months after we opened, is an event that we put together called Hops for Hope. We always wanted to have live music. We decided to charge a cover for the first time ever, and we asked a handful of our music buddies to play a free half-hour set, and we ended up getting about $2,500, and we donated it all to Penn State's Thon for the fight against pediatric cancer. We wanted to do more. We wanted to grow that. So I called a bunch of beer buddies, and we figured out a way to put together a beer festival that we launched about 6-7 years ago for the first time. We're, fingers crossed, going to pass over $200,000 donated to date after this one coming up this year, September 19th.
How many breweries do you have now?
Just about 40 breweries that show up. Every drop of beer is donated by them. Great group of friends who come around for a good cause. We donate every dollar proceeds. So.
Yep. And all the funds go back to pediatric cancer.
100%.
So just to wrap things up, make sure we touch on websites and social media platforms for folks that want to find out more information.
Yeah, so Lost Tavern Brewing on both Instagram and Facebook, losttavern.beer, losttavernbrewing.com for the website, and then Hops for Hope actually has its own stand-alone one as we are a 501c3, and that is at h4hltb.com, and tickets are available for sale now.
And that event is in September every year.
September 19th this year, yeah.
Well, Ken, Kenny, thanks so much for joining us here at the Inside Dish.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Shane McGee, and this is the Inside Dish.